Simply Done, the podcast network.
Yes, it can be a ticklish area. It's called a vagina.
Yeah,
and that's why it's ticklish.
Exactly. She said heroin. I was like, what are you talking about?
What are you,
whoa, look, what? He's got his old costume back.
What are you
when
doing?
Did you get the old costume back?
The old costume?
The what neck brace.
I got the new one, what was it, yesterday?
Oh, yeah, get out the Sharpies.
This is my original brace.
Why are you bringing that?
Because I'm giving it to you guys to auction off.
Wow. Wait, we're not going to auction this one off.
Yeah,
we don't need that.
You don't want them?
No, come on over here. Just get over here.
Is this the song you begin with?
Yes, Mo, we do it every
this is the
single
song, Mo.
Week.
Same song.
How do you not know that? Coming to you pre-recorded from Simply Don, the podcast network studios at a secret location in West Hollywood, California. It's the Big Three Podcast. Hi, once again, I'm your pal, Don.
I'm Mo.
I'm Scary Perry Caravello.
And we are the
Big Three.
All right, well, it's...
Just another day. Do.
It is the week before you go in and get your operation.
Yeah.
So this is it. This is the last time we may see you. In a way, there's some sadness to that.
It's bittersweet. It's bittersweet.
It's actually, I'll be back, you know that.
We're hoping.
We don't know that for sure.
Knock wood.
Yeah, we do.
How do we know that for sure?
I got the best in the business.
Really?
Yep.
And you are.
Who do you got? Who do you got?
I got Dr. Brera.
Oh, you got to get Dr. Quinn.
Even in her name, she's the medicine woman. What are you doing with your hat?
I'm putting the.
Perry, you know what? We're in the middle of a show.
Oh, I know.
You can do that. You can do that at any time.
What's going on with your neck brace? Why do you got a new neck brace on?
Well, they want me to have it on and be prepared, and they want everything settled for the surgery. And they want me to take no aspirin, no ibuprofen, only Tylenol for
you
pain.
You want to split a lewd?
Okay.
So, Scary Master, tell us about your new neck brace.
Well, it's very much like the old neck brace that...
Do you remember who won that in an auction? Do you remember the person that won that?
No, I don't. I don't even know who it was.
You don't?
No.
Believe it or not, it was Rucka Rucka Ali.
Oh, yeah. How's that guy doing?
He's good. I think for the first time, I think we're going to find peace between Perry and Rucka Rucka Ali today.
Oh, really?
I want everything straightened out before you go into the hospital.
Did he apologize to me?
No, he did not apologize to you. What were you saying, Mo?
Who do you got? Someone from Nucka Nation or something?
No.
President of the Nucka Fan Club?
Well, you know, we have a huge show today.
Let's boogie.
Okay. We've got a lot of show to put in a little time, so let's get to it, okay?
Okay.
Hopefully everything turns out in the hospital.
I
this will
so
be
too.
Our last show with you, and the next couple of weeks we're going to have some best of shows.
Okay.
It'll be very good.
Okay.
I hope you enjoy those.
We got a lot of show and a little time to put it in, so let's get rocking.
First of all, I think the big news is the good thing for Jensen Farm.
Well, I got to say something, you guys. There's a little bit of business I got to take care of.
Before we get to that, you remember last week you brought some cantaloupe from Jensen Farm because they want us to possibly be the sponsor. Well, Perry had a lot of that cantaloupe.
I ate the whole thing.
Yeah, and we were worried that you may die. But we thought, you know, and kept our fingers crossed that if you lived, we may get that account and we may get them as a sponsor. Well, what happened?
It turns out that the cantaloupe that Perry got wasn't from Jensen Farm. And also, he... kind of wasn't supposed to talk about that because that's an ongoing case for them with all the deaths from the...
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, so...
Thank you.
So he's kind of implicated and they're kind of put a cease and desist on Scaremaster.
What?
About talking about them further. Scaremaster, if any law stuff comes up for it, I know you can handle it, but I think they're mad at you for talking about them.
Mad at me? I didn't talk about them in any bad way.
Okay.
Tell it to the judge.
Tell it to the judge.
Whatever.
Hey, rumor has it that something happened to you.
When?
Another public urination case?
No.
Lewd behavior?
Very sorry. No, it's not lewd behavior, Mo. I want to start out by saying I'm very sorry. With your daughter?
Oh.
What happened with your daughter?
I tried getting in touch with her,
uh-huh.
And she's she emails me back by saying that that she's going to put a restraining order on me.
Okay.
What did I do? We never talk. She turned off her phone about a little over a year ago. And all I was able to do was email her on her email site, and that's it. And I don't have any other contact.
You're not allowed to go to a restaurant?
Where? In Texas?
Wait, what does he put? What's she putting on him?
A restraining order.
Oh, restrain. I thought you said a restaurant.
No, she made a
remark about wanting to put a restraining order on me.
Oh, what is that?
Really?
What's a restraining order? No. You don't know what a restraining order is.
Well, it's one... What Perry tried to do on me a few years ago, him and Balloon Boy's father, they tried to put a restraining order. Then they took me to court, and when they took me to court, we actually found out...
It was a scam.
It was a scam, and they used the court system to run a scam. I mean, they had cameras there to try to get me as I walked in.
Oh, you filed a false case against him?
Yes.
Ooh, that's a felony, dude.
I could have really screwed him.
That was Dick Weenie's idea, Dick not mine. Richard Heaney, Dick Weenie.
Well, you know, if there's any lawyers out there listening to this right now and you want to pick up that case for Dan, I don't want to do that.
I really don't. You know, there's a lot of things. But so what's going on with you and the daughter then?
I don't know what's happening with Christina.
Did you try to contact her?
I sent her an email. I says...
And what'd you say in the email?
I asked how she's doing and stuff, and I said that I missed her, And I wish we could see each other again. And then she says, "You're psycho. I want nothing to do with you. Stay away. And I'm going to put a restraining order on you."
That's not cool. That's like a broken refrigerator. Uncool.
Yeah, I'm very sorry to hear that.
You know what? Maybe she's mad at you because you're a Javajo and you never give her presents for every holiday.
Did you ever think about that? Does she call you on your birthday?
No.
No birthdays, no Christmas stuff.
Does she call you on Christmas?
No.
She wants nothing to do with you, really.
Yeah. She's been brainwashed by her mother and her stepdad.
Have you done anything to her? I mean, like, no. What did you say in the email that might have freaked her out?
I would like to see her.
Did she see the movie?
Of course she saw the movie. She's got a copy of the movie.
Did you autograph it for her?
Yeah.
What did she think of it?
I'm psycho.
What did the inscription say when you signed it to
her? I don't know what I said way back in.
Did you say, like, "Hey, always stay cool," or something like that?
A lot of people call me the Sam Kinison of the O's, but to you, I'm just Dad. Scary Perry Caramello.
Avello. It's a V, not an M.
I'm really very sorry. I know that you care a great deal.
So why don't you guys hang out?
Who?
You and your daughter, if you want to hang out.
My daughter's in Texas. I'm in California.
Why don't you marry her if you love her so much?
I don't think you can
marry
your daughter.
That's my child. Right. I'm not marrying my child.
You know what I mean. It's an expression. How old is she now?
22.
Why don't you marry her, Dan?
The thought has crossed my mind. Well, you know what? I want to end a war before you go into the hospital. And I think that the best thing that we can do, I'd like you to make peace with Rucka Rucka. Don't anybody say anything. We're going to get Ruck on the phone.
What?
What's up?
Whoa, my God. You know who that is?
Hey, Ruck. It's the Big Three calling from a secret location in West Hollywood, California. And we've got Perry here. We got Mole here.
Hey, what's going on, Rucka Rucka?
Hey, what's Perry still doing over there? You know what I'm saying?
What do you mean, what am I doing over here?
Hey, Rucka.
What do you mean, what am I doing over here? I'm not in the hospital yet, sucker.
Okay, so
I don't go until Thursday.
You're going to be in the hospital in a minute. You keep talking shit.
I keep talking shit. You keep talking shit. You better watch your mouth, bitch. Bitch, you better watch your mouth.
Perry, Rucka. Rucka, listen. Perry, both you guys. Now, the reason I'm calling you today is because Perry's going to the hospital. He's going to be in the hospital getting a neck operation. And that before he goes in there, you never know what could happen. Right, Mole?
Yeah, he could die, or he could lose feeling in one arm, or he could maybe not be able to give handies and wendies anymore to dudes under the boardwalk.
I thought the HIV would kick in by now.
Well,
HIV I don't have and I will never
Perry. Settle down. What I'm trying to do today, Rucka, is I'm trying to get you two together, and I'm going to have Perry apologize to you.
Apologize for what? He better apologize to me about that HIV bullshit.
Okay, you're not starting out in a good way.
No, there's no reason to apologize. He owes me an apology.
For what?
On the HIV shit.
Do you think you owe him an apology, Rocca?
I didn't give him HIV.
Well, I don't have it, and I never got it, and I'm never going to get it. Why'd you write a song saying that I have HIV, you fuck?
What was more than just
that? Yeah.
I didn't do shit. No, listen. Listen, you piece of fuck. Listen, you high school. Listen to me, you fucking high school punk. I didn't do shit to you. And you're writing songs about me having HIV? Fuck you! What?
You talk shit about me on the podcast.
Yeah, you did talk shit about him on the podcast.
Yeah, because he's a piece of shit. Talking shit about me, writing a song parody about me having HIV.
Yeah, no, Scaremaster. Back before you started shit, he was down with you.
When were you down? Okay, let's back up. When were you down with me, Rocca? When were you down with me?
Back before you started.
That movie was like fucking years and years ago, man. We grew up watching that shit.
Then you fucked with Rocca's knuckers.
Yes.
And he won't call.
You could have been one of Rocca's knuckles. You threw me down the fucking steps.
This is not an apology, Perry. God. I want this war to end.
He doesn't have HIV. He has HIV denial.
I'll never get it. I don't hang out with those queers.
Then stop sucking their dicks.
Who's sucking?
He got a point. He's got a point.
I never sucked a dick. I never sucked a dick. I never will suck a dick.
It's almost been 20 years of that kind of behavior.
That's 10 years ago, you and that one random Callahan motherfucker. I heard about this shit.
It'll be 20 years.
Listen,
you fucking child. Listen, you little high school sons of bitch.
Okay, first of all, Perry, he's not a child. He's not a high schooler.
He's
an accomplished rapper.
He's one of the most respected rappers in that in the entire nation in the world.
How old are you, Rocca?
I'm going to be 22.
That's right, just like
my daughter's
age. The gun.
Oh, what's up?
Oh,
what's up? Maybe we show work things out. You know what I'm saying?
That is interesting. What if your daughter fell for Rocca Rocca? Would you let
that be some shit?
This could be the person that got the two of you back together, you and your daughter. Rocca can marry your daughter.
At least start dating her.
Oh, God.
Do you think she's seen his videos?
I don't know what she does.
She's got to love his videos because they're all about her daddy.
She's in the service.
How about I'm getting ready to go out on tour and shit?
Are you really?
Where are you touring?
We should go see him.
Where are you?
Mostly around the Midwest, where I'm mostly going to be playing some shows in that piece. Chicago.
Oh, Chicago. Sweet.
I wanted to ask you, well, not you, Perry, but I wanted to see if y'all want to come tour Chicago with me.
Molinar?
Like the new Big Three tour.
Are you serious?
Oh, God.
Yeah, come on. Yo, Rucka's Knuckles Nation got most of the money in the fucking city, man. Probably going to shut down a few fucking streets, pop some fucking bottles, blow blunts, and smoke rocks and shit. I got mad bitches come to my show. I got this tradition. I have like five bitches pass my dick around without using their hands.
Yeah, that sounds
fun. Like Twister. Yeah, let's do it. Let's go. In Chicago?
Hell yeah. And you know, the ladies out there, they're hurting for some cock because most of the fellas out there are, they bat for the other team. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah, that's where Perry's from, Chicago.
I haven't lived back there since 1974.
That was where Al Capone and his grandfather were both boyfriends.
Al Capone passed away long, long, long before I was born.
I'm not saying that you were Al Capone's lover. It was your grandfather.
My grandfather was not Al Capone's lover.
I'm sorry, Taylor.
He was his
Taylor. Lover, Taylor.
Made his fucking clothes
him. Right. Made his clothes. Cleaned his socks.
I don't care if your grandpa did fuck Al Capone.
So what are you saying?
You don't scare me.
Real
you
quick.
You don't scare me. You're a punk. You're a child.
Why are you
You're
doing
my
that?
Son.
You are
my
out.
Son.
What's going on?
You are like my son.
That's like Star Wars.
All right, hold on, Perry. First of all,
I don't even want my daughter anywhere near your fucking negative ass.
Well, wait a second. You're breaking up the marriage?
She hasn't even started dating him yet, and you're already like ending it? You don't know that. This does not sound like an apology, Perry. And what it's you got to do, you got to apologize because you don't want Nucka Nation up your ass.
Ah, it'd be the one thing he doesn't.
Come on, man. Apologize to him.
Apologize.
Apologize for what? You first.
For talking shit.
You're the one that's talking shit.
You're the one.
Motherfucker, you're the one that wrote this song saying Perry's got HIV.
And it's HIV denial.
Before we go any farther, I want to push this because this is pretty cool. You have a Christmas CD coming out, don't you? It's already on iTunes.
Yeah.
Why don't you talk about that real quick?
A Very Rucka Christmas, The Second Coming. It's like where Perry came on his buddy's
Randy Callahan.
Or
Randy Callahan, you're thinking of.
Oh, that's it. Okay. Yeah, it's gonna be a hit, man. A Very Rucka Christmas coming on some titties near you.
Okay. I don't know where we are. I don't know if you want to apologize and try to get this war over, Perry, but you better do something because we have him on the line. I wanted this to end before you went into the hospital, and it doesn't seem like you're going to apologize at all.
All right. Rock?
Rock.
Yeah.
Rocka.
Yeah.
What's up?
What's up? When are you going to talk like a man, little boy? Now listen to me.
Why are you making fun of? What are you trying to say?
I don't know, Rocka. I really don't know.
Talk like a man, little boy. Now listen to me, you little shit. Before I bash your fucking head open like I should bash them two guys' heads open. Anyway, listen to me, you little shit. Big Daddy over here is gonna say two words to you. Gabish? You wanna hear them two fucking words, you fucking punk? I apologize to you and you apologize to me. I apologize to you, then you apologize to me.
That doesn't
you apologize for talking mad shit about me and for starting shit and for always be talking shit about me on international radio when I didn't do a goddamn thing to you?
Until you wrote that song saying I had HIV. And then you
that all celebrity similarities are coincidental or parodic in nature.
Yeah, good point. All right.
What's up?
Rucka, listen to me. I wouldn't accept that apology. That was the biggest bullshit apology I've ever heard in my life. I think that we've got to end this. Rucka, you know Mole and I love you. We think you're the best.
Yeah.
We really do.
And, super talented.
And we would love to come out there and check you out. If Mole and I could put an act together, could we be your opener?
Yeah. Yo, maybe we could throw that shit all together while homeboy's getting the AIDS treatment over there at
Fuck you,
street.
You prick.
So this neck thing?
I'm getting neck surgery, motherfucker. I'm not getting AIDS treatment.
So this whole thing about your neck injury is bullshit? This is your AIDS treatment?
Whoa.
It's a neck injury, motherfucker. Oh, I need my neck.
Wait a sec.
So you've
if you
lied
know what,
to us all
Rucka,
along.
Fuck you.
Rucka,
fuck
blew the lid off the whole thing.
Fucking Detroit Diamond shit. Fuck you, you Detroit Pirate shit. Fuck you, you fucking cheese bastard.
Wait, I do.
Hey,
you
Rock.
You better take a fucking flashlight to your fucking car when you leave, motherfucker.
Hey, motherfucker, I'll beat you with a fucking baseball bat or my fucking fist in my fucking
all right, you're gonna piss
you
off Nucka Nation. You're gonna piss
you're
off Nucka Nation.
You piece of shit. You have no honorable
talent.
Does
not sound like an apology.
It's a fucking talent for a
I would almost say it's the opposite of an apology.
Scaremaster, say I'm sorry.
Kiss my ass.
All right. I tried to get Perry to apologize to you before.
I said I'm sorry.
No, you didn't. That wasn't an apology. I won't accept it, and I won't let Rucka Ali accept it.
I don't want to accept it either because he's not apologizing to me for writing all the shit that he's written about me online.
He just wrote what he wrote.
Well, why shouldn't I talk shit about you? You're writing songs saying that I got HIV when I don't have HIV.
He didn't give you HIV, Scaremaster.
I don't have HIV.
Why does everybody say you do?
Well, listen, it didn't work out. Let's just leave it like that. I'm sorry. I would like to open for you. Mole and I will be glad to do something like that.
Yeah,
the money we could use.
Robbing me again.
Okay. Well, let's say goodbye to you, Rucka. There he is, the great Rucka Ali. Bye, buddy.
All right. Peace out, y'all.
See you, Rucka Ali.
Ciao.
Peace.
He doesn't know how to turn into a human being. He likes to talk shit about me. And I'm not getting, oh, where do I have to say I'm sorry? Writes a song saying I got HIV. I don't have HIV, nor am I ever going to have HIV.
We tried, Perry. We tried to resolve an issue before you went to the hospital, and you couldn't do it.
How could I resolve the issue when he's not even going to be honorable?
I don't know what that means at all. Well, we got a big show ahead of us. We got to get going. And right now, let's get this. So now it's just three guys sitting around at a secret location in West Hollywood talking about the ladies. It's time once again for a little guy talk.
Oh, yeah. It's guy talk. Gonna talk about the ladies. Guy talk.
Well, here we are again. We just had some problems with the Rucka Rucka Ali. I tried to make peace, but it ain't going to happen today.
But we did find out that maybe Rucka Rucka can start dating Scaremaster's daughter and get them all back together with something called love.
Oh, it's like a Valentine's Day.
Hey, so what's going on with the ladies? Oh, wait, before we talk about the ladies, you know what people have been talking about? Is you know what they liked about the last guy talk a lot? They liked the Perry's Pie time during guy talk. They liked
it's time for Perry's Pie.
Perry eats our entire pie.
And
you know what they liked? They liked the pie talk guy talk where Scaremaster had to eat the whole pie before guy talk was over. And what happened if he got it, if he ate it all?
Then he got the entire $10 shout outs, but he's been under suspension for that.
But maybe the suspension ends.
I thought the suspension ended last week.
4 weeks.
You said last week it was
over. No, I did not.
All right, we got a pie here for guy talk.
Okay.
Scaremaster, we have a...
cherry pie.
A cherry lattice pie. You want to catch us?
So do you want to do this again?
I'll finish it in the whole time.
Do you want to do this?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Well, here's your pie. And go.
So what's been happening with the ladies, dudes?
Not much. Well, that was today's guy talk.
Oh, yeah. It's guy talk. Ooh.
What do you think? Is that the end of guy talk?
I don't know, Scaremaster. No. It seemed like
you finished
it.
No.
You weren't talking about the ladies at all.
Yeah. What could we do? All right, put it down. You lost it.
You want to give me another shot to talk about the ladies?
Let's talk about the girls. What do you want to talk about? Which girls do you want to talk about?
He's not going to do it. We should just stop guy talk.
Scaremaster, let me ask you something. How have you been keeping in shape before your surgery?
I barely eat.
You barely eat? What have you been eating lately? What'd you have for dinner last? What'd you have for Thanksgiving dinner?
A pie.
I was over at the Laugh Factory.
So wait, you celebrated the holidays?
I was at the Laugh Factory.
The Laugh Factory gives food to what they call Hollywood's industries. But it seems like a lot of people that go there don't have a place to live. And kind of the sad thing, what time did the meal start there?
The first one, which was the one that I was at, started at 12.
12. And what time did you get there to wait
in
line?
8 in the morning.
8 in the morning. 4 hours before the dinner started.
5 hours, because the show started at 1.
So you were there 5 hours early. Why?
Be in line early so you get a good place.
Did you get a good place?
Yeah, I was the second guy in line.
Who was the first guy in line?
Another gentleman.
What was his name?
David.
You felt bad. You felt a little bad, like he was the first one. You just missed being the first one.
I didn't feel bad.
But a little bit, you were like, man, I'm almost the first one. I'd rather be the first one.
I got to tell you this. The guy talk is going nowhere. We should end it. We should just call it. Mole, is it doing anything for you?
Why are you guys doing this shit to me?
Well, nobody's doing anything to you. We're trying to do a show. I tried to get you to apologize to Rucka Rucka.
Well, he's
you
a piece of shit. He doesn't
try to take a halfway.
He's not trying to be
bite.
A gentleman. He's the one that fucking wrote online that I have AIDS. I don't have AIDS.
He didn't write online. He made a song
right
about it.
Well, that's writing it online.
No, it's not writing it online. He performed in a video of a music song that he made. I got to end guy
and,
talk.
And
I got
what?
You don't get
and
it.
Then what?
You don't
and
get
then
it.
What? And then
you
what?
Don't get it. You get a quarter of a pie. That's your payment today.
Yeah, it is kind of like we're just kind
how
of
how the fuck
there.
Do I do this fucking show if I eat and try to talk at the same time?
It's guy talk. You're not just talking, you're trying to guy talk.
You haven't even mentioned one girl in your life.
Why don't you pick the pie up like a calzone and chow it?
Because I'm not eating a calzone, and I don't like to talk when I eat. I like to eat first and then talk later.
You can't talk during?
I prefer not to.
Well, then the guy talk is over. We got to close it, Mo.
Yeah, we got to move
on. I can't do this. I can't do this. And he doesn't get the shout-outs.
You guys are thieves, that's all.
How are we thieves?
What do we do?
I don't get the shout-outs. I never get the shout-outs.
The agreement was during pie talk, guy talk.
Right. And you're straightening your hat. All right, that's it. That's the end of guy talk. Thank you. That was today's guy talk.
No. Well, then I don't need to finish this.
No.
Oh, yeah.
How about if he finishes it before the $10 shout-outs and he can have half the $10 shout-outs?
You guys aren't going to do that for me.
What?
Won't give me $10 shout-outs.
Hold on. Dan, take off your headset for a second. Take off your headset.
All right.
Scaremaster, ask for an extension, a pie extension, for if you finish it before $10 shout-outs are done, you get still get the $10 shout-outs. Say, I only get a few extensions, but I want to use one of my pie extensions. Try it. Dan, put it back on.
What?
Scaremaster has something. Put them back on.
Put your cans back on.
Scaremaster has something right, I want
I'm
to
back.
Ask you.
What?
Listen, can I get some extensions?
No.
Pie extensions?
For what?
For finish the pie?
No.
And then when we do the shout outs?
He only gets how many pie extensions do you get?
How many pie extensions do I get?
You tell him.
I don't know how many. What are you talking about? I've never heard of that in my life. What are you talking about, Perry? I have no idea what you're talking about.
Ask for six and then use one now.
Oh, jeez.
Ask for six.
I need eight pie extensions.
No fucking way. And what is a pie extension? No way.
Six pie extensions.
Wait, no. How about zero pie extensions, whatever they are?
Well, then I get all the shout-out money.
No, you don't. You're on probation from shout-out money.
You got to give them at least four or five pie extensions.
I'm on probation. I'm always on probation.
Wait, hold everything. What's a pie extension?
You know how if you don't finish your pie during guy talk, if you finish it, keep eating. If you finish it by the time $10 shout-outs end, then you can still get the $10 shout-outs, but you only get a certain number of pie extensions.
And he was asking for eight?
He was asking for eight.
Fuck no.
I told him to ask
no
for six.
Fucking way. Oh, and again, he's greedy. You tell him six, he asked for eight.
Okay, what can I go back? How many can I tell him that he should ask
for? What exactly does he get for a pie extension? Because I don't even know what the hell you're
talking about. $10 shout out money.
He gets the time extended through the $10 shout outs to finish his pie.
Well, so what you want me to do is you want me to give him an extension while we read the $10 shout outs.
Yes. Well, that's
that would be nice.
And the... So while he's eating the pie, he ruins another segment of the show today. No,
what do you mean
I'm not going to do it.
You ruined guy talk.
You ruined guy talk.
Oh, bullshit.
I didn't ruin nothing.
You ruined guy talk.
How'd I do that?
By saying that I ruined guy talk when it was you that ruined guy talk.
Interesting.
Well, I didn't
blaming
see that
everything
side
on
of
me.
Story.
Seems the worm is
you're blaming
turned.
Everything on me, and what do I have? I got to fucking eat a pie, talk on the fucking radio all at the same time, and then I got two guys arguing with me, but actually, Mo's the one that's doing all the helping for me.
You're welcome.
Mo's doing everything to try to help me to get the $10 shout-out money.
I guess when you look in the mirror, you can see a little clearer.
And Don's over there saying, $10 shout-outs are done with.
I didn't say $10 shout-outs are done with.
Said guy talk was
guy talk is
yeah because you did nothing during guy talk. All right, I'll make a deal.
I've been eating.
Well, you're supposed to talking. That's part of the excitement of you eating and talking.
It's pie talk.
I'm not a slob. I like to eat.
You're not a slob. You're not a slob. All right, I'll make a deal, Mole.
What's the deal?
Because you asked me, I will give him. One extension.
One pie extension? Okay.
All right. Did we start the $10 shout out yet?
No.
All right.
Scaremaster, you got to request your one pie extension.
May I be
unless
kind?
Unless you finish your pie before $10 shout out start.
And ask for one one pie extension?
No, I've decided against it after all.
You're mean.
Come on, give him a pie extension.
Oh, Mole, I don't know why I like you so much. All right, I'll give you one pie extension.
One pie extension.
All right, huh? Then here it is. This next segment we're going to do, this is where you, the fan of the Big 3 podcast, get a chance to talk to us. Because if you send us $10, cash money, no checks, no money orders, none of that real legal paperwork that I don't like to have around. If you send us $10 cash, you get to write us something and you get a shout out. So it's time once again for the $10 shout out.
$10 shout out.
This is going to even be harder because this first thing says, please allow Perry to read this. Thank you. So not only do you have to eat the pie and talk, but you got to read the letter. Here you go. Grab it.
Hey. Please allow Perry to read this. Greetings, Big Three. My name is Mark, and I'm a huge fan. I've been following you all since the day of Simply Don and the Public Access Show, and I was wondering if Don has any episodes he could possibly make available for viewing online. If so, that would be very much appreciated. Now, if I could address something more serious, recently on the podcast, I've noticed Perry has been getting more and more angry and annoyed. This is a clear sign of HIV morphing into full-blown AIDS. Oh, fucking faggots.
Oh, no.
If Perry does not seek medical intervention soon, he will be forcing I don't have HIV. I don't have AIDS.
He's writing that in the letter?
Yeah.
He wrote that?
Perry does not seek medical intervention soon, that he will be facing a shortened life expectancy, which is sad because I love what is being, what he brings to the show and to his fans. I had an uncle named Ace, who died from AIDS because he had contracted it from his boy toy Gary during their first night of hot and anal sex. See, I would not do any of this shit. It was so hot. In fact, Ace blew his creamy warm load on Gary's face. Ace then proceeded to lick his own load off Gary's drenched... Oh, shit. This is disgusting. Gary's drenched lips and cheeks. Oh, this is gross. After a quick cleanup, Ace got on all fours and was ready for his turn. with his stretched out cheeks held wide open, Ace yearned for Gary's beef sausage. Gary pounded Ace's freshly shaved ass for the next three hours.
You shave, Scaremaster.
He sure
not
does. Now we
there.
Know why.
Not there. And finished him off with a juicy hand explosion.
Finish your
Perry
pie, dude. Finish your pie.
Extensions. Perry has extensive expertise in this particular sexual act. I don't have any expertise in these faggot acts.
You're not going to get your pie extension. You're not going to use your... You're blowing your pie extension.
All will go well with your neck surgery, Perry. I just hope that while you're under anesthesia, the male nurses and doctors don't try to face fuck you or sneak in a quick HJ with your lip.
What's an HJ?
I don't know.
Do you have any idea, Mo?
Limp hand.
I know what a gem is.
Please give the enclosed $10 to the sweet and sexy Mary Jane. If it wasn't for her hard work and professionalism, the podcast really suck ass. Sincerely, Marky Mark.
Oh, he did.
I know that motherfucker. Fuck off.
You know Marky Mark?
Sure do.
From where?
From the Rainbow.
Okay, well. Well, now we have another one. This is from Bowers, Coast, and Fisher.
Oh, good. I'm glad
you
know those guys
friends.
Are okay.
Dear Big Three, being three big fans, you can imagine the heartbreak we felt as Perry announced that shortly after leaving his wife Dolly to be with Randy Callahan, he contracted HIV.
Fuck you!
One real concern is this. On your podcast entitled Birthday Show from November 20th, 2010, Perry bled all over the birthday cake from an open sore on his face. See photo. Oh, I see that, and there is blood. The very same birthday cake the Big Three later consumed.
I didn't have any.
It's only fair that Perry pay Mr. Barris and Mr. Molinsky to undergo an HIV test for their own safety. We hope in the future Perry will be more careful. We hope that in the future Perry will be more careful when living his openly homosexual lifestyle. Sincerely, Bowers, Coast, and Fisher. Well, and that was today's $10 shout out.
$10 shout out.
Okay, well, and okay, the pie is not done, and we've gone two segments.
Yeah,
my hands are tied.
Kind of. Scare Master, what should you do? You could have been eating that pie through that whole thing, but you just wanted to read all about
how
those guys.
How can I read it and eat it at the same fucking time, asshole?
You're talking now, aren't you?
Sure is. Well, so I can't give it to him.
No,
I really,
that guy did ask that Mary Jane got the money anyway.
She really did. He you really
guys
did.
Are rude. I'm not finishing him.
Well, fine, don't. You used your one
you're
pie
gonna
extension.
You're going to fuck me over. I got to eat the whole fucking pie.
You know, listen back to it, Scare Master. That whole letter, I'm telling you, eat the pie. Eat the pie. Oh, sweet.
God damn you fucking guys. Eat the pie. Eat the pie. Eat the pie. I'm almost done with the fucking pie. That's the end of $10 shoutouts. Jesus Christ. Now you guys are gonna fucking
come
fight
here.
With
give
me.
Give me the money back. Give me the money back.
Do I give him the 20?
No, no. Okay, I'll make a deal. How about this, Mary Jane? You take this, Mary Jane. This is yours.
Thank you.
Okay, that's 30.
Okay. This is disgusting.
All right. Well, I don't know what to do. I think that if
your friend from Detroit treats me like shit.
Who's my friend from Detroit?
The Ruck Ruck Ali guy.
I never knew him. He's You've my friend now. Wait, what are you going to do? Accuse me of lying about something? I never knew Rucka Rucka Ali.
He used and abused all the time.
Well, we have a new segment on the show, and hopefully this new segment becomes a big one, because the Perry's Corner was something that just hurt our show every single time. So what we're going to do, we're going to experiment with this. We're going to do another segment. This is starring Perry, and it's called Perry's Movie Review. In Perry's Movie Review, he will give movie reviews of past movies, present movies, whatever movies we assign him to. This week's movie, Perry looked at the Al Pacino classic, Cruisin'. Here he is with Perry's Movie Review, Perry Caramello.
Caravello. Stop saying Caramello.
I must have written it.
Tell us about that boat.
C-A-R-A-V as in Victor, E-double-L-O.
See, I have it with a K. I must have
I don't care
it.
How you have it.
It's written down wrong.
KKKKK Caravello.
Oh, there you go with your racist shit.
Yeah!
Okay, okay, well, come on. It's
now,
time
is Cruisin' the one where they go on that boat?
No,
and they're
Cruisin'.
Like, we're on the Captain Stubing. There's an iceberg.
Wrong, Mole. Cruisin' is a film with Al Pacino, and it's based back in 19... This movie was made in 1980. Now, the film is named Cruisin', written and directed by William Friedkin, and starred Al Pacino as the private dick, you know, private investigator, Paul Sorvino as his captain, and a bunch of homos that were extras. It's a Warner Brother film. Now, this movie is, again, a 1980 B movie because it didn't do a lot of business.
Is that what the B stands for, business?
Yeah, whatever. It didn't do much business. Now, it wasn't talked about that much. Now, this film is also about a gay guy that was a killer. Well, he was killing other gay guys in the New York area, in New York clubs.
Is that what Killer Queen is about?
I don't know. I don't think that's it.
All right. Now he would take them back to a gay hotel, hog tie them face down and stab them in the back, you know, like 6-8 times. There was one that was that showed 8 stabbings in the back. Now the film is a very deep film. I didn't like some of the gay scenes that I saw, but I kind of got into the movie because I liked the storyline. But and Al Pacino himself, you know, as the actor playing a private investigator, or if he was a real private investigator.
Would you say he's an undercover agent, more or less?
Okay. Undercover agent, okay. You know, private dick.
No, a private dick is a guy that gets hired and he runs an agency of his own. He's not affiliated with the police department.
Okay.
This was an undercover agent sent in.
Yeah, an undercover
okay,
agent.
Continue
Thank
on.
You.
Continue.
So,
and you found yourself aroused at Al Pacino.
No, you flaming faggot. I was not aroused by Al Pacino. I was not aroused by this movie.
If there was one of the two guys that aroused you more, was it the killer or was it Al Pacino?
Neither.
Wait, who was the killer?
I don't remember his name. I didn't look at that on the credits. But back to my
But Al Pacino, script. Of everybody that was in the Godfather movies, Godfather 1 and 2, you find him to be the most attractive man.
Why are you asking about attraction?
Because you're the one who's all
I
over
am
Al Pacino.
Not. Al Pacino's the lead actor in this film.
Fine.
For Cruising.
So
why are you asking
Robert
about...
Robert De Niro, Marlon Brando, James Caan.
Oh, my God.
Fredo,
why are you asking who's like...
Clemenza.
Why are you asking about...
Abe Vigoda.
These gay roles. I'm not gay. Al Pacino's not gay. Marlon Brando's not gay. Christ, stop asking about being gay all the time.
Okay.
That's all you guys like
okay,
to concentrate
you,
on.
Okay, why
don't
you...
Bruno Kirby is a young Clemenza.
Okay, let's get back to this. Perry.
Yes.
Did you like the movie?
The storyline was a good storyline, but no, I didn't like the film.
Why?
I just didn't like all those gay guys... You know, doing each other in the clubs. It was gross.
Close to home. It was hitting too close to home.
It was not hitting home.
Would you recommend this movie to anybody?
If you like the storyline, I could recommend this movie if you're into.
So you would have guys over to watch that movie?
I would not have guys
you
over.
You just said you would.
I would recommend the film.
No, you just said that you would have guys over to watch
he
the movie.
He said that I would have guys
well,
over.
Well, I know one of you did.
Oh, I know who you like, Andy Garcia from Godfather 3.
I do?
Sonny's kid. Johnny Zaza.
Sonny is my dad's. That's my dad.
No, your dad is Cookie.
Cookie Caramello.
My dad's name is Sonny.
Yeah, but they know him as Cookie Caramello.
Right. In the Navy, he was known as Cookie.
No, he wasn't.
What did he do in the Navy?
He was a chef.
Right. Cookie Caramello. Anyway, well, I'll say this. That, honestly, Perry, you did the research. You watched the movie, and you did a spectacular job.
Thank you.
What's his next movie going to be?
Thank you.
I was thinking possibly Midnight Cowboy.
Oh, that's a good one. That's a good movie.
Have you ever seen Midnight Cowboy?
I think I have.
Dustin Hoffman, John Voight.
Everybody's talking at me.
Harry Nilsson sang the main title song.
I don't hear a word they're saying.
Only the echoes of my mind.
I'm going with...
All right, so while you're in the hospital, will you be able to watch any DVDs?
No, but I will when I get home.
Okay, so your next movie you're going to watch, Mole, what's the name of it?
It's Midnight Cowboy.
Midnight Cruising Cowboy.
Two. Cruising 2 starring Don and Mole.
What?
Oh, God.
Why do you say stuff like that, man?
Well, can I just say this? You say this on the internet, people start believing it. I would never do that to you.
Messed up, Scaremaster.
Really screwed up.
Whatever.
All right, well, I think that first segment was pretty good. And wait a minute. Was that the... I think I just heard that. If you would, send that call through. I think I know who this might be.
Who?
Hello, my lovelies. Hey. How's he doozy? Guess who it is?
Hey, Mr. Adams.
Hey, man.
Hey, how's that thing going in the naked rehab?
Promises? No, no, I'm not. No, no longer. I'm afraid I've got the naked boot.
Whoa, what happened there?
What'd you do?
Well, here's what's what. Here's what happened. I got tired of the whole sober living thing and decided to branch out. Literally. I stripped the bark off an old oak tree and tried to snort it.
Whoa, did it work?
No, no, Walter. I'm afraid it didn't work.
Nah, that's a bummer. Those things are everywhere. Snort those.
Anywho, listen. They've sent me to urgent care, and I've apparently got weeks of painful splinter therapy to undergo.
Oh, that's terrible, man. Bummer.
Well, it's not all bad. I do have some good news. Scaremaster, are you listening?
I'm here.
Oh, it's good.
Are you listening? Listen.
I hope it's good.
I have had my doctor move my medical work to, are you ready?
We're listening.
Kaiser Permanente, so as to be near you whilst you have your neck surgery. Difficult one to say.
Oh, that's
next,
gonna be
neck surgery.
That's awesome.
We'll be seeing you both
so
at the
you
same
have
time.
A Kaiser well, health
listen,
plan?
Listen, I'm going to visit you during your recuperation and rub your head as you lie abed. Does that sound good?
Okay, but why are you announcing this on the internet?
You don't sound good. How about a joke?
Why are you announcing this on the podcast?
Quite right, Walter.
For everybody else, listen to me.
Are you ready? What train is it that is the most difficult to catch?
The 1250.
Yes, the 1250. Because it's
10 to 1
if you catch
it.
Exactly. Yeah. Ah, it feels good to be sober again. Toodles all.
There you go. Well, that's some spectacular news. You'll have a buddy in the hospital after all.
Okay.
Maybe you guys could watch Midnight Cowboy together.
Not in the hospital.
Maybe you could watch Cruising again.
No, thank you.
Well, I mean, now you've seen it. I think John Quincy
Adams
would like
it. I'd rather see
it
alone and that's it, or with a girlfriend.
Well, you're going to have some downtime while you're in the hospital.
Yeah, but there's not a VHS thing in the hospital.
Well, you could probably get a DVD player, which is the way most people do it now.
If you're at Cedars, but I'm not at Cedars.
Well, I got to tell you this. It's time to pay the bills. And first of all, I want to thank What the Huck again. They set up food with us.
They always do.
And the thing about What the Huck, there are people that get in touch with me, and I've made this mistake before. What is it not called, Mole?
It's not called Johnny's Tie Sticks.
All right. Well, I was thinking more along the lines of What the Hucks. Which
right. It's not called What the Hucks either.
No, a lot of people make that mistake. It's called What the Huck. What's it called, Perry?
What the Huck.
There's no S in there. Absolutely. So there's no S on it. And remember, if you want fine Thai dining, it's What the Huck. 323-654-7952. What's that number, Perry?
323-654-7952.
What's that phone number, Mole?
It's exact one that you guys just said. If you want to bring some pad Thai back to your pad and smoke some Thai stick.
So for the finest in Thai cuisine, it's What the Huck.
If you love Tom Young Guy like Perry loves young guys,
it's
Mole,
What the Huck.
Shove it up your ass.
No, thank you. I'll eat it. It's What the Huck.
That's 323-654-7952. What the Huck. And now what we should probably do is we should also talk about our biggest advertiser. They've been with us for quite a while, even though Perry almost lost it for us.
Oh, wait, you mean Neil Leeds?
No, Neil Leeds is no longer part of us, unfortunately.
He was our biggest advertiser.
Well,
he was going to be our biggest advertiser.
He was going to be, but things didn't work out because we're a show with an edge to it. And I think we've said this before, Neil Leeds runs a family-oriented business, and he was getting too close to the fire. Am I right, Mole?
He's a great guy, and I miss him.
I'd miss him, too.
So do I.
I miss him,
too. That's why I brought him up.
All the padding in here is directly because of Neil Leeds. No, but we're not talking about Leeds mattresses. We're talking about ASM Plumbing and Porn.
The padding in this prison cell, huh?
What's that?
Padding in this prison cell, huh?
You really got a great sense of humor. You really do. That's really funny stuff. No, we're talking about ASM Plumbing and Porn.
Oh, that place.
And that's your one stop for all your plumbing and hardcore man-on-man pornography.
Something that you and Mo like to do.
That's ASM Plumbing and Porn, 440-731-9338. But why take my word for it? Why take Mo's word for it? Why do anything, Perry says? Why not take the word of an American hero? A guy that is not only close to our show, but a true American hero.
And who, if Perry was riding one of his skateboards, he wouldn't be going in for another neck surgery. Absolutely. He would have stuck that landing.
Yeah, if I was riding one of his skateboards, right, I'd be dead. I would have been dead. Because it's China.
Yeah.
I would have been killed.
China number one.
China is number one in skateboard production. No, I'm talking about
fucking $2 a board over there.
American hero. Terrifying Tim. Let's hear what he has to say.
Dipper puke on me?
Hi, I'm Terrifying Tim for ASM Plumbing and Porn. You want hot man-on-man films and top-notch plumbing and piping? Call ASM! Now, I may not be nearly as gay as their last spokesman, but I do know quality cornhole when I see it. Let's unclog some pipes! ASM Plumbing and Porn. Tell them Terrifying Tim sent you.
That's ASM Plumbing and Porn, 440-731-9338. You know, Perry, you're not allowed to talk during a commercial. You don't give your opinions. They're paying money to have their commercial run and to have you put down their spokesperson. You had a chance to be that spokesperson, but you denied it. Why?
Because I'm not gay.
Do you think Al Pacino's gay?
He did a movie and got paid big money.
Then why does everyone on the internet say it?
Well, not only that, but Terrifying Tim's not gay, and he did a commercial and got paid big money.
Big three.
No, no, big money we were talking about.
I'm sorry.
Completely different. Anyway, that's your fault, not ours, Perry.
I've never shown how much money I'm going to get, so.
What? I don't know what that means.
Just what exactly what it means. If I'm shown how much money I will get to do a commercial, I won't be fucking downgrading.
That's not the way it works.
You blew that thing with Yergi.
Oh, yeah. All he wanted to
do
is...
blew what with Yergi?
He was going to make a plaster mold of your penis.
I'm not going to put my dick in a fucking...
How much was he going
to
get paid?
Up to between 12 and 16 centavlocks.
What the hell are centavlocks?
Exactly. Well, something you don't have. The manager goes out to the mound. It looks like there's going to be a pitching change. There's two outs, bottom of the ninth inning. He's tapping his right hand. He's calling in the closer.
Whoa, who did? The lady?
No, we're doing
Kevin
that.
Kevin Bacon's wife?
No, what? Wait a minute, Kevin Bacon's wife?
The closer.
No, 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 we're not talking about that. We're talking about comparing the final segment of our show to being the closer in a baseball game. Yeah, because it is now the new closer. It took over for the old Perry's Corner, which really, really never worked on this show. It's time once again for the best thing that we do, the best thing that's possibly on the airwaves. It's time once again for a little mole play.
Mole play, mole play, let's play mole play. Mole play, mole play, let's play mole play. Mole Play!
Now, if you've never heard our podcast before, Mole Play is an improv game that we play here. But before we even get to the rules, Mole, I think you have something you have to say legally.
What? No, I don't have to say it anymore.
Why?
The kids.
What do you mean?
They're all gone.
They all died.
Shut up, Scaremaster!
Ooh.
Really?
We're going to reintroduce the board game. We're going to have a relaunch of the board game.
You don't think that's a little dangerous?
It's coming up at Christmas time. We're not going to talk about the lawsuits from the last time when we had the board game. The kids choked on the candy cane.
Yeah, because it's made in China.
But wasn't the ink poisonous too on the cards?
Mole play.
Okay. All right.
If you have mole play made in America, Perry. Maybe you wouldn't, those things wouldn't have happened and you wouldn't have lawsuits going through.
Okay, Perry, stop about the lawsuits. Didn't he just say to stop about the lawsuits? Everything is fine. Everything is perfect. Now, Mole Play is an improv game that is played here on the podcast where Mole will set up a scenario. Sometimes it will even have something to do with what we've talked on the podcast. He'll cast the scene and then Mole will direct the scene. Mole? What are we going to do on today's Mole Play?
Well, we got a very special Mole Play, but I did want to quickly add, Dan, if it's all right, that Mole Play, the refashioned Mole Play, will be hopefully back on the market just in time for the holiday season. We're going to be going on a little break while Scare Master gets his neck broken and stuff and fixed. But when we come back, it looks like we're hoping that Mole Play, the refashioned Mole Play board game, is going to be the hottest game for kids. It's also, it comes in, it's going to be a video game.
Wow, that's spectacular. You know, as you were saying that, I just thought about something. How great is this going to be? Because when you go in for an operation, especially a surgery like a neck surgery, where one little slip and you're a goner, how scary must that be in the hospital?
Oh, it's got to be a bummer. But you know it's not a bummer? It's playing the new Mole Play video game, available on PlayStation and Xbox, and Xbox 360.
You're right about that being a little scary in the hospital, Mole, because Perry's going to have to face that. But you know what's really nice, and it kind of warms my heart? A guy that he's been at battle with for quite a few years, a guy who's done nothing but help him, John Quincy Adams, is going to be in the hospital with you.
Oh, him.
So you'll get a chance
to know
him.
You know he's
going to
sneak into your room while you're sleeping. You know that.
Whatever. When you were in the hospital, what do you wear?
I got to wear the hospital stuff.
If I remember correctly, when we went the last time,
I was in the hospital gown.
Yeah, and you had no underwear on?
I had nothing on.
So I would maybe put something on, because if you're lying there in the middle of the night, I really could see Adams coming in there and taking pictures of you.
Look, when you are in the hospital and in their garb, you only wear their garb.
He's just saying that. Don't give Quincy such easy access. You know what he wore? Remember when we went to see him in the hospital when he had his tonsils out?
Quincy.
And he had that
tonsils out at his age?
It was a whole thing. But he just really wanted the ice cream. But he had that hospital gown that looked like a tuxedo that he wore.
Right. It was very cool. Anyway, let's get back to the game.
Okay,
are we going to do on today's
Mole
Play?
Today's Mole Play takes us back to 1980, because I didn't get to see that cool movie Scare Master was talking about. I would, before he goes away, I'd like to see a scene from that movie. From the Al Pacino drama. Now, what I'd like to see is Scare Master is Al Pacino, the young undercover cop who's been sent out to uncover the killer in New York's meatpacking, hardcore, super gay area. So he's got to find this dude, this killer. He finds a hot dude on the boardwalk, and that dude is going to be the killer. But that dude is going to be played by Dan Barney.
Okay.
Dan Barney, you're going to be the killer. Scare Master, your opportunity, you have to seduce him. And then he's going to try
I'm
to make love to
you to
death
him.
As the cop. You're luring him back to your trap. And Mole Play.
Hey, warm night, isn't it?
Hey, how you doing?
Pretty good. Oh, I like your voice. You Italian?
Yeah, I am. What's going on?
Can I tell you this? Usually, I look at the Italian race as a greasy, slimy, scumbag group of people. But there's something about you that's pretty fucking hot.
Thank you.
Are you wearing chaps?
I don't wear chaps.
That's not true. In the movie Windy City Heat, you did.
That's what that was a scene in Windy City Heat.
You did wear them, though.
That was in the film.
Yeah, and then
but he's Al Pacino in this, so technically.
So we're doing this scene, and you're at a club, and I'm at a club.
Okay, right? So dance with him.
I'm not dancing
just this.
I can't dance. Got my
to seduce him.
Fuck! I got no equilibrium. I can't barely stand up.
Well, sit down and dance with him. Dan, man. Go closer to him. Go closer to him.
Have him come closer to me.
Sit next to him. Just sit next to him. Come on.
Just come over here.
Ouch. I like this idea that you guys are together in the scene, that you're on the same couch. It works better.
Hang on.
We haven't got to do this before. And so they're dancing to some music.
Hey.
Guys dancing around music, guys.
What is your name?
Hey, get your hand. What do you want to do, pick my nose?
No, I was just seeing if you had coke in there. Hey, you want to go in the bathroom?
He checks his fanny pack for some cocaine.
Do you have any cocaine in this? Let me see. What do you got in there? What do you got in your
fanny pack? Get the fuck away from my bag.
Hey, you want to go in the bathroom and do some whippets? Come on, man.
Al Pacino knows that. Al Pacino knows this might be the killer. He knows he's got to get the killer back to his place.
Look, you got Jagoff, I'm fucking hurting.
You got some nice nipples.
I'm fucking hurting.
You got nice nipples, I got to tell you that.
They lean in for a kiss. And Al Pacino slaps the cuffs on him.
Give me a kiss. Give me a kiss. Everything's
get
fine.
Get your fucking hands off me.
Give me a kiss. Come on.
And slap the handcuffs on him. Kiss him on the cheek and say, gotcha.
Oh.
Gotcha.
Oh, I got you. Don't ever fucking slap me in the face.
And that was Mole Play.
Mole Play, Mole Play, let's play Mole Play. Mole Play, let's play Mole Play. Mole Play!
All right, get the fuck away from me.
Pretty good actor, though, Al Pacino.
I got to tell you this. You actually did a very good job there, Perry. It was very believable.
You really seemed like Alan Pacino.
You mean to tell me you're complimenting me?
I thought you did a great job. Well, you know what? Before we go, since this is Perry's last show before he goes in for an operation, I should say this. We're going to have a couple best of shows coming up. One is with Nothing But Mole Plays.
And whoa!
Yeah, that's going to be exciting. And we've got one where we have a couple celebrities that come in and talk about some of their favorite scenes from the podcast. So watch the next couple weeks for our best of shows. And I also should say this, you know, we're still looking for advertisers and we're not getting any money coming in. We get some $10 shout outs, but it usually goes to Mary Jane or Perry. We do have a PayPal account. If you want to make a donation, go to Simply Don, the podcast network, go on our PayPal account and give us a little something if you want to make a donation. But we need advertisers. We really do need advertisers. And so if you know somebody that knows anything about the business, have them get in touch with us, because for the next 2 weeks, we're going to be off. And before we go, is there anything you want to say to Perry before he goes to the hospital?
Scaremaster, when we come to visit you to the hospital, we're going to bring you some more flowers. We're going to put them in your jar of pee, and you're going to be just fine, buddy.
Again, like you did the last time?
Yeah,
we exactly. did do that the last
bottle
time.
Bottle of urine with flowers in the urine.
We didn't know.
I thought
we
it was a vase. Know.
But I'll tell you this, those flowers grew while we were there. So your urine must have some really good growing enzymes. Okay, so is there anything you want to say to the fans before you go?
Well, you know, I love all my fans, and I feel bad that Rucka Rucka's got to have an attitude like he does. You know, he doesn't want to apologize for being this hoity-toity hotshot punk kid who's the same age as my daughter, so he's not... if I had a son, you know, he's that age. He's in that age category, 22 years old. So,
I mean, this is your farewell.
I just don't like the attitude he's got, but
this is what you felt that you wanted to say.
Pretty good.
I don't
like the attitude that he's got. I mean, he thinks he's better than a father figure, and it's wrong. It's totally wrong.
Well, great goodbye speech.
But
reminds me of the Carson speech when he got off the air.
The Carson speech? At least Carson was funny about it. But now I'm just worried about the pain that I have all the time. I mean, the arms, I can't wait till the arm comes back becoming like this arm.
I can't wait to get your balance back and you can get back in that skateboard park.
Absolutely.
Well, that's a part of it, too.
Well, listen, if you want to reach any of us on the social network, on Facebook, I'm at Simply Don. Mole, you're at Walter Molininski.
I'm at Perry Caravello, Perry F. Caravello.
And that's
K-A-R-C-A-R as in car, A-V as in Victor, E-L-L-O.
Mary Jane, what's your Facebook page?
Mary Jane Green.
Okay, so look up
e.
that. And on Twitter, I'm at Simply Don
Green? Without the E? Okay.
All right, well, guys.
This is the song from the end of the show.
Right. Well, let's put her there. Maybe for the last time ever, guys. Here we go. Big three! Perry, I wish you nothing but the best. I'm sorry
Thank
that
you.
Things didn't work out well. You know what?
How was the pie?
It was all right. It worked.
It did work. Okay, so guys, Perry, we're off for a couple weeks. I hope everything was cool.
Okay.
All right, so for the big three, see you next time. Goodbye.